Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. Belle Starr here. Cannabis Kid went for a birthday celebration to see one of his besties and surprise her for her birthday, and that is awesome. Happy birthday to you. Anyway, we won't give out names, but it's going to be a great day for everybody. Water park sliding and all. That's not us. Although at 99 degrees, we wish we were water park sliding. That's for sure. That one's out in Arizona. It's going to be busy today. Woohoo! We're going to have 111 degrees this here this week, Saturday, folks. So get your sunscreen, the kind that works, and drink water. Drink Pedialyte. It's my new best friend. I'm going to try and find an all natural Pedialyte. We'll see if it has the same qualities, I guess you would say. I was in hanging out in Tombstone all weekend playing with the Blood Dust Gunfighters in Tombstone, Arizona. Come on down every fourth Saturday and watch a gun show. Super fun. But I tell you, I don't know how those cowboys and cowgirls did it back then, because I had on canvas pants, thick socks, stovetop boots, which if you don't know what those are, girls do. They go all the way up to your knees. They're not thigh highs, no, but they're knee highs. But they're thick leather, long shirt, hat, you know, guns, the whole nine. And got to stay hydrated out there, folks. It happens fast, dehydration. And it happens, and then the next thing you know, you end up at the hospital, and you've got IVs in the bag and in your arm, and it's all a mess. So anyway, just stay hydrated out there this morning. Yep, that's all you got to do. So today's show... Minus Cannabis Kid, enter Silver Sister, Tech Gal, thank you for hydration. See? Hydrations were brought. Yay for hydration. We are just going to have a lazy, what I called a Wing It Wednesday, the Wild Wing It Wednesday. We're just going to read some news articles, talk about what's going on in the kitchen. And it says medicated. I was handed something. Dang it. And it looks like a really fun chocolate with some dark chocolate waffle with sea salt on it. And not that it has to be medicated, but that would have been fun for the show. No, they're saying shaking heads. No. Don't do that to your audience, they say. That's not a good thing to do. Hello, Netherlands. The Netherlands are back. We always love when the Netherlands chime in because they're all the way across the planet. And it just shows you that we're all one. We're all one love. And we all love our plant, the cannabis plant. High Times has a great cover, speaking of food. Did I just mention food? No. But speaking of food, it's the big title is Ganja Gourmet, Weed-Infused Recipes and Dining. And they have weed kebabs. Can of kebabs. TM. Mine. And they're beautiful. It's like a giant nug of Blue Dream and then a pepper. And then another, we'll say kosher kush, and then a pineapple. And then this one has, this looks like caramelicious on top, and then some onions, and some pineapple, and then, you know, Durban poison down there. And that looks like salmon. Ooh, that could be nice. But I don't think you want to put your kebabs directly on the grill with your wheat on it, you will lose your wheat. So grill smart, folks. Yeah, grill smart. Anyway, today is just all about brainstorming and ruminant and seeing what's in the news. You know, there's been some talk about the couple initiatives that are here in town and just how hard it took the first time to, well, sorry, the first three times to pass pass pot here in Arizona. Some people are saying that it's going to have a hard time passing it all this time around, no matter what initiative gets on there, people. So get out there and vote. If you're going to vote for anything, vote for weed. Vote for your cannabis. Vote for your marijuana. Vote for your pot. Vote for your ganja. Vote for your reefer. Whatever you want to call it. It's a beautiful plant. Get out there and vote for it. It's important to show our world, our country, that we need this. Speaking of getting on track, California is on track to legalize marijuana this November. California, where Bell Star's from. According to the results of a recent survey conducted by Public Policy Institute of California, 60% of Californians support recreational marijuana legalization. Only 37% of those surveyed are opposed. Hundreds of thousands of signatures have been collected to support the Adult Use of Marijuana Act that will be on the November ballot in California. If it passes, adults in California ages 21 and older would be permitted to possess 1 ounce of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants. That's awesome. Okay, 21 and older. That's fine. That's totally fine. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. We got a second. Do I get an amen? Amen.
But not 18.
Yeah, but not 18. And 21, people in, what, I just have a Peter Brady crack in the voice. It's time to change. People in the medical industry will argue that even the brain is even developing up into your mid-20s, 25, 26. There's still development happening, and you shouldn't even mess with anything that's going to alter that growth process. So, and that's arguable. Okay. That's fine. My brother says, reality is for those who can't handle drugs. Anyway, hundreds of thousands of signatures have been collected to support the Adult Use of Marijuana Act that will be on the November ballot. Licensed retail shops would also be permitted to open in accordance with local restrictions. All right. That's awesome. Mark Baldessare, PPIC president and CEO, said, California seems poised to show its blue state credentials in the fall. Voters today are signing their early support for Democratic statewide candidates, tax initiatives, and marijuana legalization. Broken down by political affiliation, demographic criteria, political parties, 69% Democratic support, 65% independent support, 45% Republican support. Racial ethnic group, 78% black voter support, 65% white voter support, 50% Asian, and 40% Latino. 66% of adults under age 35 support legalization. Those that have used marijuana support legalization by 78%, and those who have never used oppose legalization by 63%. Until someone they know gets sick. Voters in California support tax dollars from marijuana sales being used for drug abuse prevention. Baldessare continued by saying, as the presidential primary season comes to a close, the Republican Party's favorability rating has declined while the Democratic Party's favorability rating has held steady. Particularly noteworthy is the big disconnect on immigration policy between Californians and the Republican frontrunner. It's so sad. Supporters and activists for recreational marijuana legalization have raised an estimated $3.3 million in donations to run their campaign. Opponents have raised barely $60,000, including from drug rehab industry entities and several law enforcement entities. Very interesting. Well, there are a lot of states on track to legalize or to put this on the ballot this year, including Arizona, for one. Woo-hoo! But it took, you know, it's taken California a long time to get this close as well. It took them, well, they've had dispensaries for 20 years now, since 1996. And that's a long time to have dispensaries. And that's a lot of knowledge they have under their belt. It's a lot of testing, you know, I don't know when Steve Hill Labs was founded, Steve D'Angelo's company. Long time ago, though. They've been testing for, I'm going to say, probably 15, probably in those 20 years, I would imagine, probably even longer than that. I apologize for not knowing that number, but what's that?
I think it's been since 96.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close to the very beginning. They started, you know, realizing the importance of testing because, like we saw in Colorado, there were multiple stores that had to take multiple products off shelves because of contamination of, well, actually what it was a chemical contamination. And what happened was they realized that when you heated these particular pesticides or chemicals that they were using to make their plants bigger and better or however, whatever happened, when you heated them up, it became some sort of carcinogen and, like, killed you or had the potential to do so. So you got to be careful, and that's why you really should only go, you know, to dispensaries that you trust and that you know are testing. And, you know, take note, like, write their test scores down. So because wherever you go, if someone could test for something and the next month the test's the same, and then the next batch is the same and the next batch is the same, I would question that. I would question where they got their testing done. And, you know, there are going to be bad people out there, but use your guts, folks. Go with your gut. Your ganja goes with your gut. And just trust it. And talk to people out there. Talk to other patients. It's really, really important to talk to everybody and find out where they go and what they like to use, what they trust. One of our guests said that the first time he was given cannabis to try medically, he was given a very strong sativa, and he wanted pain relief. Yeah, it's going to relieve your pain, but it could, you know, scare you a little as well. Could create anxiety if you're already prone to that, or you just have to know what you're using, and it's important to, you know, this isn't like when you go to pick up your prescriptions at Rite Aid or whatever, and you've got your Tylenol and your Advil, and you've got like a half a dozen major, and then, you know, if you've got your generic, that usually works the same. It's just less money. But it's not the case with cannabis. You walk in, and you could have 100 strains on the board and lights flashing and prices flashing and this for this price and one eighth for this. And if you buy an ounce, you get a free eighth and you get a dab and oh, we'll wax you on the way out while you're slipping Slurpees. And could you imagine a 9-year-old walking in and handed a lollipop? Here, first time here? Awesome. Come in our bong chamber. Woo. Like, you guys, be careful with the 90-year-olds. We're hearing scary stories about wrong dosages and older people that have never had experiences at all going home and eating entire candy bars and just getting flayed. Like, you know, they're eating a 60 milligram candy bar for the first time and wondering how in the world the planet functions on this. There's so many stoners coming out of this cannabis closet. How are you guys all doing it? This trashed. We're not all that trashed all day long. Titration, isn't that the key? Just getting it in your system? Mm-hmm. Is that what that word means? Just
getting into your
level of titration. Yeah, don't like slam yourself with it, but you get it. You kind of like trickle it in.
Yeah.
You trickle it in so that your body just kind of goes, okay,
like
that's
that.
I like that. That's good. Instead of, oh my God, hold on to the couch, or we're just gonna go to sleep now. Yeah, eat something. Yeah, for the next week. That, and you know, sometimes you need that, and that's okay. And sometimes, you know, it can really upset people or scare people if they're not familiar with or used to it. And a lot of people are coming to us. This is, you know, we get a lot of older folk. And when I say older folk, I mean like 80s. The 80s and 90-year-olds are coming to us, and they're not even using, you know, the morphine and stuff that they're being given. And, you know, aspirin is okay for them because it's supposed to help their heart attacks and, you know, blips in their blood a little. But, you know, this whole idea of something that's going to get them high, we need a whole discussion when Cannabis Kid comes back on what that word really means. We should have a bunch of patients. Yeah, what the word high means.
Right.
Just describe high. Because for me, the high is, and this will be different for everybody, but it's the onset of the medication. So with sativas, the onset of a sativa medication can tend to be more energetic. It can be giggly. It can be really focused. The the types of strains I like to use are more body focused in that they take away the inflammation. You know, it's kind of like your ibuprofens, you know, take away the swelling, the pain. Not, I don't like my mind messed with so much, but calming down things is good. So indicas are good to just bring you back down to earth a little bit. Speaking of earth, U.S. Congressman Dana Rohrabacher has admitted that he started using medical marijuana to assist with his arthritis pain, making him the first congressman to confess to using marijuana while in office. I think we should just end the show. There you go. I wonder if he's still in office. While speaking to pro-marijuana activists at a Capitol Hill engagement recently, he said, "It was the first time in a year and a half that I had a decent night's sleep because the arthritis pain was gone." Rohrabacher tried a wax-based topical to help treat his severe arthritis pain. Wow. Rohrabacher is actively working to urge Congress to overhaul the existing marijuana laws. The Washington Post reports he helped create the federal law preventing the Department of Justice, the DOJ, from interfering with state-regulated medical marijuana programs. Speculation suggests that Rohrabacher's use of medical marijuana with actual results may sway his fellow congressmen to see medical marijuana in a different light. Well, you know what it's also going to do? It's going to sway them to start talking. And I won't bust into the 70s song about swaying in the middle. No, don't make me. You did it. Oh. Now everyone from the 70s is like, dang it. It's stuck in their heads all day long. They're all going to start YouTubing it and looking it up. And I'm so sorry. That was Tech Gal. Because if Tech Guy were sitting here, the last time I tried to pronounce the D-O-J, I came up with something else and he was cracking up and giggling. Tech Guy, D-O-J. I couldn't say it. I have a hard time. But anyway, the Congress people out there, they're going to start talking. They're going to start talking about it because they've been talking about it for a long time. You want to know how long? They've been talking about it since the United States came out with the Illustrated Hostetter's Almanac of 1883. Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's magic. Let's listen. We're going to have a little history lesson since Cannabis Kid isn't here. I always bust into something historical because I can. It's my show. There are some really cool facts in here. Does anybody have a nickel on them? Just like a regular old nickel? Anyone? Anyone in the audience? Any of you guys? Come on, pull out your nickel. Everyone's getting a nickel out. All right, pulling out. So while you're getting your nickel out, we are going to talk about 1883. Why? Because in 1883, they had the same problems that we have now. And they went about their problems in slightly different ways. But let's just talk about some of the things that they had to go and deal with. They used a tonic, a bitters tonic, actually, that is exploited all throughout here. It's a thorough medicine, what it's called. One of the best found medicines. It's Hostetic Stomach Bitters. No nickel? Not a one?
Nothing.
Well, you want to know what you missed out on? All right. Let me just tell you what you missed out on here. The nickel. If I can go find my page again. Oh, here it is. The nickel in 1883 was a key to the metric system. It may not be generally known that we have in the nickel 5-cent piece of our coinage, a key to the tables of linear measures and weights. The diameter of this coin is 2 centimeters, and its weight is of 5 grams, spelled G-R-A-M-M-E-S. 5 of them placed in a row, of course, give the length of the decimeter, and 2 of them will weigh a decagram. As the kiloliter is a cubic meter, the key to the measure of the length is also the key to the measures of capacity. Any person, therefore, who is fortunate enough to own a 5-cent nickel may carry in his pocket the entire metric system of weights and measures. I know, isn't that awesome? This is a great little thing when you come to Tombstone and see the Blood at Dusk Gunfighters. You're gonna see a gun show and get some of this crazy history. Hofstadter celebrated stomach bitters, an unfailing source of health and strength. This is what was happening. This is what was curing the world that long ago. So we've got to remember, the cannabis plant that we love so much is an all-natural plant given to us by the gods of this great earth. And this is what, you know, they were using these kinds of things back in the day. So the health of the bodily organs depends upon the degree of activity with which they perform their functions. Irregularity in their operations is the inevitable result of an impaired tone of the stomach involving weakness of the organ itself and violation of its juices. Whether that condition shall become chronic depends upon the sufferer. A reliable means of reinforcing depleted energy by stimulating digestion, assimilation, and secretion is to be found in Hofstadter's stomach bitters, a tonic and alternative specially adapted to the requirements of the debilitated, nervous, and dyspeptic, a fine blood depurant, and a long-tried safeguard against fever and age and bilious remittance. The early use of this standard remedy and preventative is an important measure in the scheme of recovery through its influence, and since there is no class of invalids so prone to become the victims of malarial and other disease to which it is adapted as those whose systems lack vigor, the advisability of a prompt resource to its appeals to them with peculiar force. Woo! That deserves a heart. No fact relating to the medicine has been more conspicuously shown to be true during the 30 years of its existence than this, that its effects are not limited to the palliation of disease, but that its persistent use eventuates in a cure. For this reason, it has a far more legitimate claim to confidence than tonics, which possess no alternative properties and which merely give a stimulus to appetite. By renewing the secretion of flow of healthy bile when the liver is torpid and remedying obstruction of the bowels, it removes obstacles on the high road to health which render that wished-for goal unattainable while they remain. Not only does it enrich the circulation by aiding the assimilation of food, but the nervousness and mental depression, which are the usual concomitants of dyspepsia, are speedily obviated by this genial and cheering medicine. Of genial and cheering, it hastens convalescence, counteracts the ailments to which the old are specifically subject, and its effects are permanent as well as efficacious. Oh, can't even say that one. No objection can be raised against it on the score of purity, since its botanic ingredients are derived from the most reliable sources and are blended with the utmost care and chemical skill. Its base of pure spirits hastens and renders more effective the action of its remedial constitutes, and as a medicine stimulant, no less than as a means of, and I'm sorry, the print is, you know, this is from 1883, so it's a little blurry, too. As a means of conquering and averting disease, it has received the highest sanction of physicians. As an antidote to the poison of malaria, Hofstadter's bitters is preeminent. It exerts an influence upon the system so antagonistic to fevers of a malarial type that the most obstinate cases are completely relieved by it, completely, though resisting the action of quinine and other medicines. Moreover, the healthful activity which it imparts to digestion and bilious secretion, and the vigor with which it endows an enervated and disordered physique, affords an adequate protection against such maladies. Not only on this continent, wait now, the world at large, but in the tropics where malaria is especially rife. It is held on wide esteem as specific and preventative for sick, headache, nausea, heartburn, and other indications of the stomach and liver disorder. Hofstetter's Stomach Bitters is an admirable remedy, and since it promptly relieves symptoms which attend to the most common of ailments, it is no wonder that this fine medicine is so highly esteemed in the households of America and other continents. Holy cow! The writers for this. That's crazy. So they go in and this is great. I don't know if anyone out there has ever reads the almanacs, but I usually get one every year because they're so fun. They've got crazy fun facts. And here, the function of the kidneys. So, you know, back then they were selling this tonic, and this tonic had what in it? What was probably the main ingredient? Spirits. Yeah, it was alcohol. So they weren't using other things, but they were using alcohol as probably their main ingredient. And back in the day, you know, alcohol was an anesthetic. It was a lot of things. So, you know, a couple swigs of that, yeah, you felt great. Maybe it did give your body the opportunity to heal a little bit better, but not that we're promoting that. Function of the kidneys. The kidneys act as a kind of safety valve to the system. They are the channel of escape for impurities that vitiate the circulation it retained and which it is impossible to expel through any other outlet. Their failure to carry on their functions actively not only provokes disorder in other portions of the body, but it is the preliminary of their own disease. Prompt steps should be taken to stimulate urinary secretion and discharge, and the utmost caution should be observed in the selection of a remedy so that the difficulty shall not be aggravated. Get ready for it. Where's the drum roll? The gently stimulating action of Hofstetter's Bitters upon the kidneys and bladder, especially fit if it is diuretic purposes you need, and since kidney disease, when they become chronic, are not only the most obstinate but the most dangerous maladies against which medical skill is directed, promptitude in the use of this remedy is highly advisable. So see, they go through and they explain. I love it. The very first thing you read in here is about this thorough medicine, first page. And then they go through and they explain, you know, different functions of our body's organs and why these bitters are so good for people. Here we go again. Puzzling symptoms. And here's the deal. You know, if you're not feeling well, go with your gut and get some Hofstetter Stomach Bitters. Persons seemingly in the possession of average health are sometimes pestered by curious sensations which not only annoy but puzzle them. Languor and enervation in the morning when the system should feel refreshed and vigorous. Restlessness at night without obvious cause. A failure of appetite. An unpleasant taste in the mouth on arising. And a feeling of despondency not traceable to adversity of worldly affairs or mental affliction are sufficiently perplexing to those who have given little or no attention to the study of causes which tend to render feeble or disorderly the operations of that intricate piece of mechanism, the human body. A closer investigation would have taught them that the most prolific source of the evils that afflict the animal economy is a want of the vitality, which is the mainspring of the action of its various parts. This deficiency is best supplied by a medicine which renders more active the organ by which nutriment is converted into the elements of vigor in the blood, namely the stomach. In that mysterious alembic, the processes are conducted which are essential to the nutrition of the system and the maintenance in vigorous health. Wait for it. Wait for it. The grand primal effect of Hofstetter's Stomach Bitters is to strengthen that organ and render it active. I wonder if they had an Oprah back then. You get one. You get one. You get one. The ultimate consequences of its use, a complete restoration of physical vigor and regularity, and a disappearance of the many perplexing and conflicting symptoms which have their origin in weak digestion and assimilation. That the medicine will do this is a fact established by irrefutable proof. But in order that it may The more quickly bring about the desired improvement, it should be used when a want of stamina is first made apparent by the manifestations just referred to. Oh my God. You know what else we refer to?
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking
know about the science of marijuana. What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo-hoo! I was like, I got all into it. I started reading this almanac and I forgot I had to unmute myself. Sorry, folks. How's it going out there in Weed World? Oh, no, sorry. It's one of those mornings. Cannabis Kid leaves, and I'm just all over the place. So we've got, so I started reading from the almanac because I do a lot of research into organic and all natural things. And my theory, my whole thing now is we're just going back to the 1800s. Everyone's just going back and not using chemicals in their things, and hopefully not altering, you know, genetically modifying things, and, you know, just letting plants and life grow as they do, you know, naturally. And because we've come to find out, and maybe they did, or maybe they did not know as much as they did back then, but come to find out, well, these things have not been the best for us. They've created disease and obesity and health problems of such, and, you know, I know we were using cannabis back then. I haven't found it in here yet, but, you know, of course, we do always find Hofstetter's stomach bitters. But if we were just discussing their financial interest in this almanac over our break because they really support the almanac, and obviously this almanac supports them. But let's read about, so we use cannabis here as a preventative, which we always encourage. It's your vitamin C, your vitamin M, whatever you want to call it. It's just a good thing to use. So we use it as a preventative. And we hope to God that disease doesn't catch up with us because we smoke so much weed. It can't possibly get in our system. Right? There it is. But upon first signals of disease, this is interesting. I hope you folks find it too. Unlike many of the evils which beset us through life, disease gives signals of its approach. Debility or irregularity exhibited in the performance of some physical function or a general loss of stamina herald its advance. Then is the time to invigorate. Then is the epoch most favorable to effectual medication. Delay is the aide-de-camp of disease, and neglect is most potent auxiliary. No manifestation of failing health can justly be regarded as trivial, and as the practitioner who fails to impress upon his patient the importance of precautionary measure fails essentially in his duty. So there. If we didn't tell you to precautionarily use your cannabis, we would be failing in our duty. So we will not fail in our duty. You should all be using cannabis right now. A growing tendency to dyspepsia, bilious or bowel irregularity, increasing debility and nervousness are conspicuous among ailments commonly disregarded, but which, if neglect is persisted in, must culminate in maladies obstinate in themselves and productive of others more serious. They who the earliest adopt means to check these growing evils experience the speediest and most effectual cures. Ready? Hofstetter's stomach bitters, though a medicine adapted to suppress maladies of long standing and prevent their reoccurrence, should nevertheless by all means be used at the outset of complaints curable by it, as it is then not only far easier to check them, but the ailments to which they give rise and with which they become serious complicated when nature have not in the preliminary stage to be met and subdued. Wow, so Hofstetter's can subdue anything. Malaria fever, chronic dyspepsia, constipation, liver complaint, rheumatism, all disorders removable with this comprehensive and thorough remedy. All of them. And they're not only serious, are not only serious maladies in themselves, but beget others. To eradicate them at their birth with the bitters is therefore manifestly wise, and it is to be hoped that of the thousands who pursue this almanac, no one will neglect two pieces of advice. First, be seasonable and delay not one moment longer than is necessary to procure it, the use of a safeguard upon which the utmost reliance can be placed, and two, keep it on hand. Keep it with you. Don't leave home without it. It wasn't your MasterCard. It was Hofstetter's stomach and bitter. Don't leave home without it. What's in your wallet, Hofstetter? That's pretty funny. All right. I'm sorry, folks. I couldn't help myself. But seriously, you don't want any of those things. So smoke your marijuana. That's a good one. Or come down to Tombstone and play. Or just listen in. This is not good. This is not good. Phoenix VA blocks medical marijuana doctor's lecture. Now, why in the world would you block a doctor lecture? What's the point of that? It's education, and why would you do that? I have no idea. Dr. Sue Sisley will be conducting an FDA-approved study on the effects of medical marijuana on veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. But the Phoenix VA hospital is actively attempting to block the doctor's lecture, which, in part, would help her recruit candidates for the upcoming study. Sisley said, the notion that the Phoenix VA hospital refuses to allow that information to be shared with their medical staff is really shameful. I agree. If the VA staff gets information about the study, they could recommend veterans that would be ideal candidates for the study, KTAR News reported. The highest density of veterans who meet these criteria are at the Phoenix VA hospital, said Sisley. The main issue with those blocking the lectures is that marijuana is still illegal on a federal level, regardless of its legality for medical purposes in Arizona. Dr. Samuel Yayo, Associate Chief of Staff at the Phoenix VA, said, VA medical staff are not authorized to make a decision on whether whether marijuana and marijuana research is appropriate for veterans. We will examine what the law allows and doesn't allow. It may have an impact on our decision to permit this activity here at the Phoenix VA or not. Why is a lecture illegal? Allergies in Arizona. But seriously, why is a lecture illegal? How does that work? Freedom of speech. Hello, people. Well, check this out. One study finds that teen marijuana use is down 24% in the United States. Oh, there you go. Uh-oh, because they're switching to stupid stuff. I don't know if that's any better. Marijuana is legal in some form in almost half of the United States. Let's just clap at that, because when we started this, we were like, we do medical marijuana. Many Americans expected adolescent marijuana use would vastly increase due to medical and recreational legalization throughout varying states, but a new study reveals the exact opposite is occurring. Data from 216,000 teens from every state was examined by researchers at Washington University School of Medicine, St. Louis. The study, those studied, as reported by Eureka Alert, were between the ages of 12 and 17 over a period of 12 years. From the years 2002 through 2013, adolescent marijuana use decreased by 24%. Researchers believe that a reduction in personal behavior problems aided the decline in adolescent marijuana use. First author of the study, Richard A. Gruska, PhD, said, we are surprised to see substantial declines in marijuana use and abuse. We don't know how legalization is affecting young marijuana users, but it could be that many kids with behavioral problems are more likely to get treatment earlier in childhood, making them less likely to turn to pot during adolescence. But whatever is happening with these behavioral issues, it seems to be outweighing any effect of marijuana decriminalization. Dr. Gruska also noted, other research shows that psychiatric disorders earlier in childhood are strong predictors of marijuana use later on. So it's likely that if these disruptive behaviors are recognized earlier in life, we may be able to deliver therapies that will prevent marijuana problems and possibly problems with alcohol or other drugs as well. Adolescent study participants also reported a decline in fighting, illegal drug sales, and carrying concealed weapons. That's an interesting study. I'm not sure what that's related to. I don't think they even know what and why. They think they're just
throwing things out.
Yeah, they're totally throwing things out there and guessing. It's like, well, it might be this, it might be that. So, you know, we've seen an increase, sadly, in the use and misuse of this whole spice thing that's out there. And that's just a crying shame. You know, I mean, yeah, kids want to experiment and, you know, it's what you do as a teenager. You check into life, you check into the world, and, you know, you get out of that shell of your parents and you find out what's going on. But, you know, you got to be careful with what you do. You shouldn't be out there, you know, using substances that alter your minds when you're that young, I don't think. So, there's a new vaporizer, and it's being called the Keurig for marijuana. Check it out. It looks like, I'm going to try and describe it. I don't even know if I can. It kind of looks like an air freshener, actually. Oh, my Lord. This is interesting. So, it looks like an air freshener, and it's got So it looks like you pull this contraption up and it's got a screen that maybe diffused something, but it looks like it's got these teeny tiny little Keurig cups. And they might just have marijuana in them. So here it goes. Boston-based startup Canacorp has developed a vaporizer called the Canacloud. Check this out. It's being dubbed as the Keurig for marijuana because of its pod-style vaporizing system. So see, you do. You stick a pod in the top there, and it diffuses it. So pre-measured pods or cups filled with marijuana are inserted into the vaporizer where they are heated to create vapor. The Canacloud will be available in early 2017. That is awesome. Oh, my God. Who doesn't love that? That's fantastic.
Going right next to the Keurig.
The entire process takes about 1 minute from inserting the pod into the canister to inhaling vapor. Tech Insider writes, Canacloud structure is set to specific dosages and all pre-packed. The innovative approach to making marijuana easier to use for those that prefer vaporizing or using precise dosages is due to to two prior Keurig executives. Sorry, of course. The guys from the Keurigs who made this. And then now they're working for Canacorp. They already have 50 dispensaries lined up to sell the marijuana pods to patients. Canacorp chairman Dave Manley said, when you pick up one of the pods, you're able to read the brand, strength, and strain. Every time you do it, it's going to be the same. Another benefit of the Canacloud is a lower cost. It's an expected retail price is $149, which is less than many competitors' products, and each pod will contain 0.4 grams of marijuana and will cost around $10 each. Wow, that's an expensive little adventure. Manley also stated, one of our dreams is that someday you'll go into your CVS or Walgreens and Canna cups will be right there on the shelf, much like cough medicine. We may be a ways away from that, but I think as things evolve and people understand cannabis better, I think it could be mainstream and we'll be right there with a consumer report. Well, there you have it. Cannabis Keurig cup. Just don't mistake that and stick it where your coffee cup goes and thinking you're going to get a cup of Java there. Although it'd be really, well, never mind. TM just made it. Someday. oh, it's a fun world. Any ideas out there anybody want to share? You can always call our studio and talk live if you dare. 646-915-8421. If you want to talk, press the #1. I'm used to saying #1. So for all you newbies out there, press #1. And then you can talk to us if you dare. You can blog with us. Just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check it out. Go to the radio link, and it'll take you right there to the show. And then if you just take a moment, you can sign in and blog with us and talk with us. We have folks all the way across the world right now. We're chatting with some Netherlands folks. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. You can also come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We're awesome. We got voted number one certification center and number one education center, which is most important. Let Dr. Sisley give a lecture, you goofballs. Hello. And come down and see us, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come check us out. Some people have a thing about privacy and they're getting their cannabis card. Well, don't you worry. We're very private. It's all HIPAA protected. Come down. It's discreet. It's quick. Our doctors are great. Bring your medical records. You need something in the last 12 months. Just one visit from a doctor that has your diagnosis with the doctor's signature. That's valid. If you're on food stamps, the state of Arizona gives you a hefty discount. They give you half off their fee. However, you have to have a food stamp card with your name imprinted on it, just like it would be printed on a credit card, or you have to have a current DES award letter that says food stamps, nutritional information, It has to have your name and a current date. And you get $75 off your fees. And that's a lot of money. Right now, first timers is $270. That includes everything. Doctor visit, filing fee, state of Arizona fee, which is $150. And then when you come back, it's only $250. We give you a $20 discount just for coming back to us and saying thanks. The state still charges you $150. So come on back. Come on down. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Get certified. Show your state some support while you're getting some pain relief, because this is coming up. We have the petition to sign in our waiting room, Arizona for Mindful Regulation. We've got also a comparison of both petitions. If you want to read about why we choose to have that one in there, that's fine. You can do that. Compare for yourself and think for yourself. Get registered to vote and get on down there and do it, because there's a new study that says Arizona legalization could bring $113 million in taxes. Can I get a woo-hoo? So check that out. That's the reason to vote right there. A new study conducted by the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation suggests that Arizona could receive up to $113 million from tax revenue from recreational marijuana sales. If the state's voters approve recreational marijuana legalization on November's ballot, these numbers could become a reality for the state. The tax on recreational marijuana sales would likely be set at flat 15%. The campaign to regulate marijuana-like alcohol, petitioning for voter support in marijuana legalization, tax dollars from recreational sales would help fund public health issues across the state, full-day kindergarten options, and other education programs. If the recreational marijuana measure passes, adults 21 and older could possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants at home. Well, that's if the county doesn't take away your growing rights. Check into both petitions, MPP and AZFMR, and make your choice. Regulatory language includes provisions for the creation of the Department of Marijuana Licenses and Control. This organization would regulate cultivation, testing, transport, sales, and manufacturing, which they wouldn't require dispensaries to test. So really, seriously, get out there and read your petitions, your initiatives. Additional information from the study suggests that nationwide legalization tax at a flat 15% could raise $5.3 billion in taxes nationwide. While ending prohibition is the number one reason to legalize marijuana use for adults, providing tens of millions of dollars for schools and local governments is a significant bonus for voters. These are dollars that no longer go to drug cartels, but instead help our schools and local governments provide important services, stated a marijuana supporter. And that's true. That's absolutely true. So the tax dollars that are coming in are going to, you know, hopefully go to benefit programs here that will benefit everybody of all ages in town, you know, make the streets better, fix the roads, improve some school systems for people, maybe increase some salaries for teachers, who knows. Clean our air, get us some health care, whatever it is it's going to do. But come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come down and read the difference between the two initiatives, because I think it's really important. I hope that I'm pretty sure MPP is getting on, and we're pretty sure that, well, we're hopeful that AZFMR will have an initiative as well, because in reading, it seems that they're more for the people than the MPP project, marijuana policy project. Read your initiatives, because it's important to do that, to do the research yourself. And it's interesting, we get a lot of guests on our show that say, you know, I was against marijuana and I went out to prove everybody that I was right, that marijuana was bad for you. And then I did the reading and I was like, oh my God, this is a miracle plant. I've got to change the planet. All of a sudden people are on these like triangle things. They're like, hey, pyramid schemes, marijuana's great. But it is. And you really should do your research, and you should let Dr. Sue Sisley give a lecture. Because right here it says there's a new bill that lets VA doctors recommend medical marijuana to vets. You know, so what's up with that? Congress has given veterans the right to discuss medical marijuana use as a treatment option with Veterans Affairs doctors in states where medical marijuana is legalized. The new legislation allows VA doctors to discuss medical marijuana and complete the required paperwork for the state legalized medical marijuana programs, but it doesn't allow the VA to sell medical marijuana or cover costs for veterans, the Military Times reports. Representative Earl Blumenauer stated, the death rate from opioids among VA healthcare is nearly double the national average. From what I hear from veterans is that medical marijuana has helped them deal with pain and PTSD, particularly as an alternative to opioids. The VA is recommending that its doctors use evidence-based therapies that have been proven by specific research to be effective with medical marijuana, for instance, treating PTSD, depression, or chronic pain. See? There you go. So why aren't they letting her give a lecture? I don't know. I'm all in an uproar about this. I can't handle stuff like that because it's a lecture. Oh, anyway, folks. So go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com or just come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. You can get certified. We've got accessories for sale. We're going to have that new vaporizer. That sounds fun. The Keurig vaporizer. We'll have to get one of those. We'll get in line for that 2017 coming. Just a spit away. Dang it, we're in June. Happy June, everybody. I can't even believe it's June 1st. What are you even announced? I won. Woo-woo, I won the contest. Some people know what they know what that means, but I did win. Anyway, Ohioans for Medical Marijuana suspend the ballot initiative. Why'd they do that? Let's check on that real quick. But anyway, folks, it's really important to show support for your local cannabis certification centers. Come on down. Like I was saying, we've got the vaporizers we're going to have. What else do we have in there? We've got some beautiful new handmade pipes all the way from New York, Buffalo, New York, Grand Island, New York. Come on down. They're beautiful. They're made with recycled glass and coins and steel and different products. Stones, they're beautiful. They actually look like something that came from the moon, like little moon rocks or something. Like you'd want it, because someday we're going to get to go to the moon, and you might want to have one of these up there while you're, you know, smoking a bowl up there. It should be out of a moon bowl, you know. So you think?
Absolutely.
Moon bowl. Get the moon bowls at somebody tell time. We've got some really beautiful hand-carved guitars out of wood you can smoke. Beautiful pipes that are, they're not actual size of the guitar. I could just see someone up there going, how the guy do that? No, the bowl's not that big. You don't have that much weed, and you don't have a lighter long enough to hit the end of that. So that would be great. You could do like a mandolin. You could do a mandolin size. Look at that one right there. You could do a mandolin size. Yeah, dulcimer size. Everybody come around. All gather around, for I have news. All right, anyway, come down to Tumbleweed Health Center. We'll go ahead and we'll just get the show on the road here. And we'll say thank you so much for tuning into Weed Day Wednesday. We thank Studio C, Cannabis Kid, we miss you, Sativa Sister, thank you. And thank you, everybody. Netherlands, thanks for coming back. Just come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Thanks for listening to Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. We love broadcasting for you guys. And we love sharing the news and information and fun things and fun products. And just get out there and politely and kindly share your cannabis story so that others will be inspired to do the same. And, just do some research. If you don't know, ask. If you don't want to ask, go to the library and look it up. There's all sorts of information. You don't even have to go to the library anymore. You can go to YouTube and just YouTube it up. But remember, the most important thing is to be smart, be safe, and educate. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Happy Weed Day Wednesday. Woo!